You're listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management, a discussion with industry leaders about how they persevere in uncertain times. Now, here's your host, Gary Shorman.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times. It's good to have you along listening today because we have the Kansas Department of Labor Acting Secretary Ryan Wright with us today. And Secretary Wright, good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me today, Gary, and thanks to your listeners for being on board.
Well, you know what? I want to start with some good news, and then we'll end with that as well. But if you go back to July numbers, and I know new numbers are coming out any day, but if you go back to July numbers and look at unemployment, which is kind of the Department of Labor's job to look at employment, Kansas numbers show the state at 7%. Nationally, it's around 10%. That has to be good news when you're sitting in your chair.
It is good news, especially in light of so much bad economic news. And we'll know more when the latest numbers come out. But what we're hoping to see is continued improvement in the labor market since April as more sectors of the economy have come back online. So we're hoping to see that in the newest numbers as well, that positive trend continues and that we are slowly rebounding from the first wave of the pandemic.
Well, Secretary Wright, when you look at your job, it says acting secretary, if you look at your full title. Tell us a little bit about how did you get into the Department of Labor's acting secretary role? Because I know you, I believe, worked for the governor before you in different roles before you became acting secretary of Department of Labor.
I did. I was Governor Kelly's deputy chief of staff, and I had been tasked down to the Emergency Management Center for the start of the pandemic to help with the administration's response to that. And so when I came back into the office after being tasked there, we're seeing a spike of cases and concerns within the Department of Labor. And we had the former secretary left. And so the governor asked me to step in and fill into this role as an acting secretary. I can fill into this space for 6 months before you have to be confirmed. And so I am here and I'm trying to work to bring about some necessary and long overdue change to the agency so that we can really begin paying out and getting more Kansans served. You know, the Department of Labor, like so many other parts of government, was hit with this tsunami, and it was really truly the perfect storm at the beginning of the pandemic. You know, at the height of this, the agency was receiving 1.5 million calls from Kansans. So, and at that time, they had a little over 20 people answering the phones. Wow. So, it was just because we went from historically low unemployment numbers to historically high. And so what the governor said was, you know, get into the department and do whatever we've got to do to serve Kansans better. And we've got to do better by these folks. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. We know that it has been a challenge for people to deal with the agency. We are ourselves facing some really antiquated systems. The database that our entire unemployment system runs off of was put in place in the 70s. So if you can imagine that, my kids can't even do anything on their Generation 2 iPads. this system, you don't have mouses, so you can't. You have to use commands to click between screens. That's how old it is. And so what we did was we brought on board some outside experts. We partnered with Accenture. And they have come in to figure out what do we need to do to stabilize this system? And also, what do we need to do to make sure we're bringing in additional surge support to help Kansans get through? And I'm happy to report that since that time, we've brought on board 150 new phone operators to answer calls. That's in addition to our own ramping up within the agency of about another 100 people. So that brings our total to 250 people answering calls. We're still getting around 5,000 calls a day. between 5,000 and 7,500 unique calls a day. So we aren't quite meeting that capacity, but we're doing a whole lot better. And one of the other things we've done is implemented some additional tools through Amelia, our chatbot on the website, so folks can actually ask their questions if they get up in the middle of the night, or if they, you know, are not during normal business hours. They can log on and type their question, and most of those questions can be answered through that. And we think that's saved us about another 83 full-time positions, because there's been almost a million exchanges with Kansans just through that bot feature alone. So it's been really successful overall, but we know we've got continued areas to improve, and so that's what we're going to continue to do.
Well, Secretary Wright, the program's called Leading in Challenging Times, and certainly you took over. Did you ever feel like going from emergency management into the Department of Labor kind of had the same sort of duties of not only challenging times for upgrading technology and et cetera, but challenging times in the state of Kansas?
You know, if you would ask me if this was where I was going to be, I would have never, never envisioned that. But I came into this administration because the governor believes in public service, as do I. And when she said, "Your state needs you," I answered that call, and I'm happy to serve in whatever capacity I can. All I want to do is make sure folks get paid. And make sure that we are cutting through the bureaucracy and the red tape so that that happens. That is the charge that the governor gave to me when I started this. And that's what we've been doing. We've been moving mountains to try and make that happen. There is still more that we can and will do, but we are slowly making our way out of this deep deficit. But it is definitely challenging times. I've been very fortunate. You know, the folks here at the Department of Labor have just been phenomenal. I know that a lot of bureaucrats or government officials tend to get some negative attention, but that's not the case here. This was a case of these folks did everything right, and it still wasn't good enough because of the sheer volume of what happened. We've got some employees who are working almost 24 hours a day, especially on the IT side, to fix things. So these are truly dedicated public servants that are just trying to make the best of a really difficult situation. So that's been very helpful.
And you see that Kansas attitude, you know, you just don't import people to be run government. They're Kansans there. And if you have the right kind of leadership, you see that all across our state, not only in the labor world, but in leadership world, of people that Kansans want to get the job done and they want to make it happen. And one of the amazing facts you just told me, and it's like 1.5 million phone calls initially when all of the things happened. Did I hear that number right?
You did. Now that's not 1.5 million people, but what would happen is people would try and call in, couldn't get in, they'd hang up, they'd call back. And so, yeah, 1.5 million at the height of this.
And now you're getting about 5,000 uniques every day asking questions. What kind of questions are most people asking today?
You know, so that's a really great question. So it runs the spectrum of, you know, how do I apply, or where does my payment stand in the process, to the more difficult questions. You know, do I qualify for payment? And so what we've actually done is we've redone the entire phone system so that for our new phone operators that are fairly new to the process, they can answer those more, what I would call easier questions, which are, you know, I forgot my password. What is that? Can you help me reset that? Or those types of things. And then it allows those more complicated and time intensive questions to be answered by a more experienced operator. So when I say we've done a complete overhaul of the system, I mean that from the very minute somebody enters into one of our call queues to when we pay out, we are completely redoing these processes and upgrading and modernizing them so that folks have a better experience with the agency. And I think you see that in the number of claims. We're at 2 million claims, weekly claims paid out since the start of this pandemic. That's unheard of. That's literally never happened before. And so it just goes to show you the volume and scale of this.
And you mentioned claims, and really it's people. Every claim is associated with an individual in Kansas that needs help. And in many cases, the help you're providing is essential for them to be able to continue what they're doing every day.
That's right. And that's never left the forefront. You know, I can sit here and tell you about our challenges with IT and with the phone systems. But if you're trying to put food on your table or make your rent payment or mortgage payment, you don't care about those things. And so to those folks, I can tell you and commit to you that we are doing everything in our power to get better. And we are getting better, and we will continue to get better. And if you are owed money from the Department of Labor, you will get paid that money. We are working with in bringing in an additional 30 folks to help with the backlog of claims, those folks that are in the adjudications backlog that have been waiting for sometimes weeks or months. We're bringing additional resources just to help those folks to get out of that system so we can get them paid. But if you are owed a penny from the Department of Labor, you will get paid that money.
So what should somebody do if they've called, they've talked to somebody, and they just seem to get lost in the system? Is there a way to hit restart and get through to where you need to be?
So I would just, if you're calling into the agency today, it is not the same experience that you had, thankfully, at the beginning of this pandemic. So try and call back. We've extended our call center hours and we're working on the weekends. So we're working up till, late at night. We're also working on the weekends to handle those additional volume of calls so that we are open to different making sure that we're meeting people where they're at so that we can get those questions answered. But I will say,
can you find people to hire?
We've been, and it's hard. We have a 41% attrition rate for new callers or for new customer service representatives because it's such a difficult system to navigate. I think people would be surprised to see just to work one claim, you have to have 5 to 6 different boxes, screens open on your computer, and you have to manually toggle between those screens. It's just a complicated, cumbersome system. We're looking at modernization to fix this problem long-term, but for right now, we're focused on stabilization so that we're getting those resources. But I will say what folks are experiencing a lot of right now is we're seeing a spike in identity theft, and that is really alarming. This is something that's happening nationwide. And so what happens is folks are getting a letter from us saying that they qualify for an unemployment claim that they never filed. So fraudsters are getting their information out in the public. They're completing this and they're submitting these claims. Then they reach out to us and say, wait a second, we never filed this claim. And so what we've done is, again, we're trying to make this a better and quicker experience. So we've set up the reportfraud.ks.gov website, reportfraud.ks.gov. If folks go to that website, they can fill out one form and the system will automatically generate a police report to them. It automatically on our end stops the payment of that false claim. And it also provides the victims with a set of tools on what they can do to help notify their financial institutions and their other creditors to help them through having their identity compromised. But this is a growing threat that we're seeing specifically within this new program, the PUA program, which you may have heard about. On Saturday alone, we were set to pay out $37 million, and our fraud team went in and found out that 95% of that was fraudulent. So this, the numbers continue to just be huge. So when people say, well, yeah, I know somebody that had their identity compromised, you know, as it relates to the Department of Labor, this is what's happening. And they're pulling this from other places and then filing those claims. But by working with the public and eliminating that back and forth, which that website, reportfraud.ks.gov, is helping us do, we're getting those claims stopped immediately, which helps us pay out those folks who are entitled to those funds better. And it also helps us protect taxpayer money, which is going to fund those programs.
Both very important. And we're going to wrap up in just a second. I want to take a quick break, and we're going to wrap up with some news and talk a little bit about that good news of the Kansas labor and the Kansas labor workforce. Back with more with Kansas Department of Labor Acting Secretary Ryan Wright after this.
It's now on our watch. America's been tested before, many times. We salute those that are on the front line, in our own backyard, and well beyond. And those that lead us to a better tomorrow. Our roots run deep, and so do our relationships. Let's move forward together. Live with confidence. Worth Wealth Management. There is a tomorrow that shines upon a better day. We'll move forward together.
Our guest today on Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, is Kansas Department of Labor Acting Secretary Ryan Wright. And Secretary Wright, we've been talking about some of the challenges. You've certainly tackled a big project. There's more to do. But thank you for your effort. You talked about being able to, it's not volunteer, but being able to provide public service and help to those people who need it. You're doing that. And to hear those good economic numbers as far as employment, it's great to see what you guys are doing in the Kansas Department of Labor.
Well, thank you. And I'm hoping that these positive economic numbers continue and that, you know, we've turned the corner on this pandemic. I don't know if, in fact, that's true, but if we haven't, I'm doing everything in my power, as is the governor, as are the employees of the Department of Labor, to make sure that if things get rocky again, that the systems are in place so that folks can get access to those benefits that they need to put food on their table and to pay their rent.
Tell us one more time the website to go to and the fraud, because that's a huge loss, because as you're dealing with that, if you're dealing with fraud, you're not taking care of Kansans. And so what is that website again?
That's exactly right. If folks feel that they've been the victims of identity theft, go to reportfraud.ks.gov, reportfraud.ks.gov, complete the form, and the system will automatically generate a police report, and it will automatically stop that claim from being paid. So we need Kansans. This is a partnership. We can't do it alone. We've got dedicated resources fighting it, but we need folks' help. And so hopefully if they know of anybody that's been a victim or if they've been a victim themselves, please go to that website, reportfraud.ks.gov.
You got to be smart. And if there's a question, I think the question, if something doesn't seem right, doesn't smell right, go and report it, and that way you get it taken care of and not only help us in the state financially, but allow the state to help others as well. So Kansas Department of Secretary, Acting Secretary Ryan Wright, thank you for being here today. And thanks for all your work. It's not easy going from the DOS green screen to today in 2020. And I think you've done it. So appreciate all your work.
It's not. Thank you, Gary. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, brought to you by Worth Wealth Management. Live with confidence. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management. Be sure to check back next week for another episode with your host, Gary Shorman. Until then, remember to move forward ever, backward never. Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times is a production of Eagle Communications.
Challenging times are when experience matters. We allow our clients to live with confidence. Long-term trusted relationships. Worth Wealth Management. Enhancing lives and strengthening families.